Hi, I'm Christian, and I play percussion in band.
And I'm Melissa, and I play viola in orchestra.
And
we're setting junior straight for senior year.
Today we're going to be talking about the first semester of senior year and how our attitudes changed throughout the semester.
When I started the year, I was very motivated and excited for what was to come because I had people to support me and help me throughout the year. But I'm not going to lie, this year has had its ups and downs. I have school and my future to worry about, but I'm also under a lot of pressure with the competitions and performances we have for orchestra in the second semester. As I went through the year, I started to stress less and get more excited for graduation, but I still have to worry about my future, school, and orchestra. I have a good support system, and I know that it will be worth it, but it still worries me sometimes.
We have totally different stories, Alyssa. When I started senior year, I knew it was going to be my year. I had went through complications with my health in the summer, so I wanted to make senior year the best. I came into senior year thinking it was going to be like the years before, but it was far from different. As I went through my senior year, I learned that you have to worry about scholarships and making your grades good for your GPA, know what you want to major in, and what college you want to go to. My attitude changed in a snap second, from having fun to being serious and what I wanted to do in life. Yes, I still had fun, but it's all about time management and knowing what is due and what you have to do.
Well, as we talk about all the fun times we've had in high school, we should also talk about the first lasts.
You're probably wondering, what the hell is a first last? Well, let me tell you. When senior year comes, you have your first last day of school, your first last performance, your first last football game. It's like senior year is the year you leave. It's a bittersweet moment in high school as you're leaving to go into your adult life, and it's the last time you're experiencing those moments as students in high school. Of course, you will eventually experience them in college. I cried on my last band performance as I knew it would be the last time I'd be in the stands with the people I have grown up with the last 4 years in band. And this was hard because we would work on a show since summer, and it was a 7-minute show, so knowing that it was my last performance of my 4 years, it was kind of hard to take in all of that. Since we're talking about the first semester, Alyssa, how has the first semester shown you how to keep up with your grades and the extracurriculars you are in?
Well, being in orchestra has helped me because it helps me stay motivated and on top of my work, because if I don't, then I can't go to the field trips and I can't participate in the concerts and events that we have in orchestra.
And eventually for me, I'm in band and I'm in culinary. So with that, like when you have to go to a competition or for a football game, you have to pass the 6 weeks. So knowing that if I can't go, I'm on top of my stuff and I have to at least pass with a B or an A with my set point. But eventually if you make a C, you will eventually go on the field trips or to the competitions or whatever you're in.
Because we are both in extracurriculars, we get a lot of community service hours, which helps with college applications, because if you have more hours, it looks better on your resume.
With these community service hours, they look good on your resume, but you also need some for college, because when you apply to college, some colleges may want you to have a certain community service hour rate in order to get into that college. And if you don't, then you have to do an extra class. We have a bit of advice for you juniors and whoever is listening to this podcast.
Before going into senior year, you'll need to know what colleges you want to apply to and have an idea of what you're going to major in. As an underclassman, you will need to start preparing your college essays and researching colleges and finding out what colleges you will visit. This sounds like a lot, I know, but if you start early, it will be so much easier going into senior year. Don't forget to have fun in high school and make memories.
Once you're in senior year, it will go by in a flash. 1 minute you're in a classroom losing or making friends in the blink of an eye. You're one semester down, waiting for the next. As you may not be prepared, you're not the only one alone. We all have done it, even your parents. But this is the time to think about, and not to stress. This is the time you get better, and you be better for those and for your future.
This is Alyssa and Christian, and we're setting junior straight for senior year.
Now, here's Danny and Leoness with their episode of Tassel Talk.